USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This week's unprecedented FBI raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home by machine gun-equipped FBI agents has many Americans in disbelief. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan on Fox News last night.
Simply put, it seems that under the Biden administration, the government conceals what it wants to, the government does what it wants to, and American citizens need to protect their country from its government.
Beijing has rescinded a pledge not to send troops to Taiwan if it takes control of the self-governing island. China accuses the United States of trying to undermine China's development and progress. In a new policy document, Beijing's first white paper on Taiwan since Xi Jinping came to power days after China's military began threatening Taipei with live military drills off their coast. Today is National Son and Daughter Day. Take care of them kids. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The ATF is reporting a massive explosion in Indiana sent debris flying over 100 feet. Tony Maruso has more.
Three people have died and at least 39 homes were damaged after an explosion in Evansville, Indiana, Fire Department Chief Mike Conley confirmed in a news conference on Wednesday. There could be other victims. We've not completed our search. Conley said the gas utility was quick to respond.
Immediately after the blast occurred, CenterPoint arrived and made the scene safe. There was no detection of gas, and they're restoring service now as the circuits are safe.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
President Trump said he refused to answer questions from investigators with the New York Attorney General's office on Wednesday, citing his Fifth Amendment right. The investigation is about Trump's taxes. The Biden administration will increase the IRS by 87,000 more agents. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The most trusted law enforcement agency in the world is no more. The weaponizing of the Department of Justice and the FBI is in full display on their attack and raid of President Trump's home in Florida. The fear that President Trump could return to the White House and poor polling numbers for November's midterm elections has some Washington, D.C. insiders acting like they own the place. President Trump's attorney, Lindsey Halligan, described how she was removed from the Trump home by FBI agents with automatic machine guns during their raid this week under the guise of a Trump-hating magistrate.
They had unfettered access to the property. They looked at God knows what in there and did God knows what in there. We have no idea. What the FBI did was an appalling display of abuse of power. All documents requested were previously handed over. President Trump and his team painstakingly reviewed every single document at Mar-a-Lago and gave the government what they requested. The warrant was secured under seal, so they tried to get away with concealing this overreach by obtaining a warrant. The government seems to be out of control. It's plagued with manipulation, corruption, greed, deceit, and fraud.
As yesterday's CPI numbers eased up slightly, President Biden announced we are at zero inflation, end quote. It should be noted the core CPI, which excludes food and energy, rose 0.3% in the month. That's still about three times the Federal Reserve's inflation target. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.